It is 3 a.m. at the Gotham First National Bank, and the clicking noises you hear are the tumblers of a lock, magnified many times by intricate amplification equipment.
That's a boy, Mitch. You're doing fine. We're almost home.
The lock belongs to First National's maximum security walk-in vault, but to three highly specialized bank robbers, no security seems to be maximum enough.
Hey, that does it. She's ready to open.
All the other alarms have been shut off. Help me pull the door.
All that money. A Federal Reserve deposit of millions waiting for us just on the other side of that door.
Jeez, Mitch, this thing is 2 feet thick.
Okay, I'm helping.
Almost. Just a little more.
Good evening, gentlemen. We're glad you could drop by.
Batman!
Don't you fellas know it's polite to knock first?
They were waiting inside.
No, it isn't fair. What did they know?
Every crook makes at least one mistake, Trench, and your gang is no exception.
Your mistake was falling for the phony news item Batman planted about a huge Federal Reserve deposit in this branch.
Hey, what are we running here at the bait? Let's plug them!
You're on top of us already!
Robin and I prefer a fight without guns, and we expect the same from you.
Batman, look out! The third one has another gun?
Not a gun, boy wonder. Something far more useful.
A bank robber flips a switch on the strange circuit-studded gadget in his hand, and at once the air is filled with a piercing, ear-splitting sound.
Oh, me too, Robin. I can't even think straight.
That's the whole idea behind our sonic disruptor, Batman. A few more seconds of this and you and a punk will be on the floor in agony.
Yeah, while we stand back and enjoy the show, thanks to the special high-frequency earplugs the three of us are wearing.
Oh, covering my ears as tight as I can. It doesn't help.
Hold on as long as you can, Robin. Fight it.
Yet not even the dynamic duo can withstand the terrible onslaught of sound for long. And as they drop to their knees...
Seeing this was worth getting beat up for!
From every direction, the nightmarish screeching sound seems to surround them until the bank robbers look up to see a frightening form circling above their heads. A creature the size of a man with the unmistakable ears and leathery wings of a bat.
What is it?
It's the most horrible thing I've ever seen.
Sonic Disruptor doesn't even phase it. I'm getting out of here.
Me too!
Wait for me!
In the frenzied confusion, the Sonic Disruptor falls, and its ear-splitting drone ceases at once as the cowled Crusader and the Boy Wonder look up to see...
Batman! That thing! It's going after the bank robbers.
I know, Robin.
Hey! Put me down! It's got me in its claws!
Look out! He's dropping you on top of me!
Do you believe this? It slammed two of them together. Now it's pulling the third crook into the air.
Help!
And knocking him senseless into the side of the wall. What a show! The creature's flying away, Batman. Let's go after it.
No, Robin. The least we can do in gratitude for its help is to leave Man-Bat in peace.
Man-Bat? You know this guy? Monster, whatever he is?
Yes, and I know he must be in great pain right now. That's why he flew off.
I don't understand.
Like a true bat, Man-Bat's hearing is ultra-sensitive to even the minutest sounds. If you think that sonic disruptor was rough on us, I'd hate to imagine how it must have felt to him.
He must be a very brave man. He is a man, isn't he?
Robin, I think it's time you heard the full story of my friend Kirk Langstrom. Kirk Langstrom, the eminent nocturnal mammal expert, had long been a fan of mine and a supporter for everything the name Batman stood for. Well, it was several years ago that hundreds of hours of hard work finally brought him on the verge of an incredible discovery in the confines of his lab under the Gotham Museum.
That does it, my leathery winged friend. I've taken the final dose of my serum. Now we wait. You and I.
The friend Langstrom spoke to was a live bat, and the serum was a specially prepared gland extract he had derived from the creature for human consumption. He later told me he came up with the serum as a gift for me, but being the thorough scientist he was, tested the serum on himself first. And at first the results seemed impressive.
That infernal noise is unbearable. What in heaven's name can be causing so much racket?
Langstrom was both startled and tremendously excited when he traced the noise to its source, astonished to discover it was nothing more than...
A dripping faucet! But to me, it sounded like splashing tidal waves. My hearing has become incredibly sensitive. The first bat characteristic that proves my serum is working.
And then the next sign became painfully apparent when Langstrom rushed to his desk to jot down some notes.
Ah! My eyes! I can't stand the light of that desk lamp. I've got to put on my sunglasses. They're in my jacket.
Once he found the dark lenses, he put them on and switched off the light, only to get a third surprise.
I'm navigating in utter darkness without bumping into a thing. My vocal cords are emitting ultrasonic signals, and my super-sensitive hearing picks them up when they bounce back. I've done the impossible. I now possess the natural radar of a bat.
Yes, Langstrom had achieved the impossible, all right. Far more so than even his wildest imaginings. Because when he happened to look down at his hands...
Oh, my God! My hands! They're growing hairy, with claws, like a bat. I don't understand. Can this be a side effect of the gland extract? I'll put on some gloves. It's only temporary. It has to be.
But while preparing to go out, he encountered still another ominous sign.
My hat! What pushed it off my head?
By now, Langstrom already knew the worst. But he had to run to a mirror to see the horrible, ghastly truth for himself.
I have giant ears, red eyes, fur instead of skin. This can't be happening. But it is. I've become a man bat.
Once the initial shock of his nightmarish fate had worn off, Langstrom remained at his museum lab late into the night, trying to discover where his serum had gone wrong. Until his work was interrupted by a ruckus in the jewelry exhibit upstairs in the museum. It was the Blackout Gang at work, a group that wore special equipment to enable them to operate in the dark. But that night, they were encountering opposition, namely, me.
It's Batman! We've got the advantage! We can see him, but he can't see us! Jump him!
I was badly outnumbered, but with that many rats in my back, anywhere I punched, my fist connected. I was holding my own well enough when all of a sudden...
What the place is that?
I see it too, but I wish I didn't.
This freak is even worse than Batman.
Yes, Robin, that night I had a new ally. As Batman and Man-Bat fought side by side to mop up the rest of the gang.
You all right, Batman?
Sure, friend. Thanks to you. There's so much I need to know about you.
No! It's all gone wrong! I want no part of you or anyone else!
Don't go! Come back! Let me try to help you! He flew off into the night, and it wasn't until months later that I learned that he was really Kirk Langstrom, and that his once noble mind had become dangerously unstable as a result of the serum.
That's some story, Batman. Did it ever have a happy ending?
Finally, after several months, I was able to catch up with him and administer the chemical antidote that turned Langstrom back to his human form. Everyone had high hopes for his recovery, especially when Langstrom decided to marry his fiancée, Francine, soon after that.
And then what happened?
They married, but by that time, Langstrom had relapsed into Man-Bat again. And he persuaded poor Francine to take the gland extract so that she, too, became a bat. It was his way of getting her to prove her love for him.
Man, those two have been through a lot.
And I thought the worst was behind them. Until tonight. Poor Langstrom must have suffered another...
You took my man bat away! As for that, you must die!
Look out! Langstrom's back! But he's not making sense!
Wait a minute, Robin. I think I understand. This isn't Langstrom!
Oh, good grief! The thing has swooped up Batman!
Fearsome creature of the night and the caped crime fighter locked themselves in furious and frenzied combat over Robin's head.
I've got to do something. I know. My utility belt.
Quickly, the teen wonder extracts a certain capsule and hurls it upward into the fray, where it breaks open in the face of Batman's monstrous opponent.
Good thinking, Robin. That sneezing powder ought to give me the advantage I need.
But just as Batman wrenches himself loose from the suffering creature, still another inhuman sound tears through the air. And as Batman agilely lands on the floor...
Oh, my gosh. Now there are two of them. The Man-Bats are fighting.
No, they're not. The second one is trying to calm down the first, and he needs help.
The masked manhunter extracts a bat rope and a batarang from his utility belt, and with skills and reflexes honed to absolute perfection, he flings the batarang upward.
Right on, Batman! Your bat line is wrapping itself around both of them, binding them together.
Now they can't use their wings.
And without their wings,
man-bats don't fly.
But when the dynamic duo runs up to the grounded inhuman pair...
Look, Batman. The bigger one's got something in his hand. They're two hypodermic needles.
Now I know what to do.
And Batman does it, wasting no time and injecting each creature with one of the hypodermics.
Oh, they're changing. Losing their wings. Becoming human again. Becoming a man and a woman.
Oh, Kirk, I'm so sorry. I lost control of myself. To think I would try and kill Batman.
It's okay, honey. It was the serum warping your mind. You didn't know.
What happened, Kirk?
It's all a misunderstanding, Batman. I was long overdue from an expedition in South America, and poor Francine was worrying about me here at home.
Yesterday I was rummaging through Kirk's lab, very depressed, and I was so despondent I mistook the bat extract serum for my own drink. The next thing I knew, I was a bat.
Once the serum affected her mind, Francine became wildly insane. And when I finally got home this morning, I found frantic scrawls drawn all over the walls, blaming you, Batman, for my disappearance.
I get it. So you took a dose of the serum yourself, figuring the only way to stop a man-bat is with another man-bat.
That's right. But when I finally located you two a few hours ago, you were up against that terrible sonic disruptor. So I gave you a helping hand with those bank robbers.
I'll say you did. That must have been murder on your bat ears.
And while Kirk took some time to recover, Francine caught up with us and attacked.
Batman, can you ever forgive me?
I already have, Francine.
Well, I may never forgive you, Batman. Not unless you get around to introducing me to your friends.
Sorry, Robin. Kirk, Francine, I'd like you to meet my protege and junior partner.